what's good? It's Dynasty Bro Avo, and I'm here with Dynasty Bro Dot and Dynasty Bro Vic, and we the bros, Dynasty Bros.
Yeah. Who he is, we the bros, number one fantasy show. We don't talk too fast, we just finding out that y'all listen slow. Green light, we on go, winning shit is all we know. If you ain't trying to be a champion, then what you playing for? Who he is, we the bros, number one fantasy show. We don't talk too fast, we just finding out that y'all listen slow. Green light, we on go, winning shit is all we know. If you ain't trying to be a champion, then what you playing for? Look, y'all trash, I heard you needing some help. If podcasting was a league, I'd be drafting myself. Let me show you how to win and you'll be passing the wealth. Listening to them other lames, that shit bad for your health. I'm the 101 and I'm 101, making haters sick to their stomach, need a ton of tums. I am getting wild, been doing this for a while. I hope you dominate your league dynasty bro style. Nigga, we the bro. Who he is, we the bros, number one fantasy show. We don't talk too fast, we just finding out that y'all listen slow. Green light, we on go, winning shit is all we know. If you ain't trying to be a champion, then what you playing for? Who he is, we the bros, number one fantasy show. We don't talk too fast, we just finding out that y'all listen slow. Green light, we on go, winning shit is all we know. If you ain't trying to be a champion, then what you playing for?
It's the bros and we ready to play. Balance on the attack, bet it's been a long day. Late QB, that's my MO. Wide receivers, that's my MO. Don't forget that I'm all about targets. Caught them slipping, RPO, another win regardless. Man, y'all so soft, swear we the hardest. Fourth and goal, I'ma go. Punching in, that's for sure. Catch my breath, check the scope. Another trophy for the bros.
Who he is, we the bros, number one fantasy show. We don't talk too fast, we just finding out that y'all listen slow. Green light, we on go, winning shit is all we know. If you ain't trying to be a champion, then what you playing for? Who he is, we the bros, number one fantasy show. We don't talk too fast, we just finding out that y'all listen slow. Green light, we on go, winning shit is all we know. If you ain't trying to be a champion, then what you playing for?
And that's that. I hope you learned something new today, helping you dominate your league dynasty bro style. That's the only one way to do it. It's the only way to go, because we the bros, dynasty bros.
You told me to kick the blue moon back.
Yeah, bro, get comfy,
get
my
comfortable,
G.
Man.
All right, y'all ready?
Born ready.
Shaking like a stripper.
Let's get busy. 3, 2. I'll scratch some more, Avo. Here we go. 3, 2. Let's go.
What's good? What's good? It's your boy DJ Avo, and this is the Dynasty Bros Fantasy Football Podcast, episode 150. Let's go.
And clearly, we the bros. Got the jerseys on. You can't really see mine, man. Let me hide that joint for a minute, man. The Dynasty Bros jersey, B-team hats, B-team shirts, B-team everything.
Nike flip-flops.
Yeah.
Not a
showing,
sponsor.
Sweats, showing you how to dominate your league Dynasty Bro style. You know how this go. Let me put that thing back up. What's good, Brodies and Bay? This is the Dynasty Bros Fantasy Football Podcast, and this is episode number 127. This is where you come for your fantasy football needs and to chop it up about the latest NFL news. I, by the back of the jersey, says I'm Dynasty Bro Dot, here with my co-bro.
Sosa, a.k.a. Chief Sosa FF, here with our DJ.
Come on, man. It's Dynasty Bro Avo, DJ Avo. What's good?
Hey, and this is my favorite episode of the year, probably, bro. Honestly, back to back, probably my two favorite episodes. The episode right after week one, so we could just finally get to football.
Yeah.
And then the episode right before week one, the prep rally episode, man. And we just about to start boogieing, getting straight to it, man. I'm excited about it. You see that thing right there, the prep rally right there, man. But we're going to come back. I just want to show you how prep is spelled, because we really came here to prep you guys. Put it in quotation marks to let you know this is like who we rocking with. Let you know our teams. And then got some very good people that submitted some good videos, man. So we got a bunch of Brodies, man. And I guess I'll explain what the Brodies are later. But we got some good things to talk about, man. So I'm excited about today. Avo gonna be rocking. We got the cool ass playlist. Make it sound like we back in high school waiting for the football team to come out type shit, bro. Man, let me ask this, man. How y'all feeling today?
Feeling good, bro. Hey, this is literally my favorite episode that we do.
Yeah.
It's our staple episode. Like, if you can only listen to one Dynasty Bros episode,
listen to the prep rally.
Just the one, the prep rally.
Yeah. So, all right, let's get busy, man. What we're going to do is we're going to jump straight into the What's the Word, the Hood TMZ with Dynasty Bro Vic. You know how we get to it. There you go, brother. The floor is yours, my G.
Hey, look, given we got so many players to cover, it's going to be jam-packed. Really, man, with What's the Word this week, I just want to tap into a storyline you guys are interested in, man. And first, I got to shout out DJ Avo. He brought the bands out for the prep rally. So you know, it just, it's always good to hear the horns, the drums, the bass.
Flutes? Bring the horns in.
Flutes. Horn.
All of that. It's that drumline shit.
I'm going to start singing that Dipset, but yeah, bro.
Dipset, let's get it on.
Trunk rattling, all that good stuff, man.
Hell yeah, bro. We love it.
Yeah, we love it. All right, man, but yeah, so I want to let you guys know a storyline that I'm interested in this season I'm going to be following, and then after that, let me know if there's a storyline out there that you guys are checking for. So first one, man, for me, Lamar Jackson. He hasn't been extended yet. This is his fifth season. It's starting to kind of feel like the Baker Mayfield situation. Oh, he didn't have a contract either. You see, he got shipped off. Hey, will Lamar get paid at some point? Or are they going to table it to the offseason?
I got a storyline, but Abel, you can go first, bro.
Man, look, I really hope, I ain't going to hold you. This probably ain't the right thing to wish on no man.
Oh, man.
I just hope they don't pay him. He goes out there and balls out, and now they got to pay him more. That is what I'm hoping for. Like, ooh, don't pay that man and let him go get another MVP. And now you got to pay him even more money. You fuck around and go to the Super Bowl. You ain't even got to win it at that point. You just got to go.
Yeah, I think he's making, pay that man. I think he's making like $23 million this year or something like that just to play on this deal right now. Just, he's about being paid half the money he deserves right now. I know it sounds crazy to say with the way the economy is and the world is, but still, pay that man what he's worth. The storyline I'm following, man, this is going to be interesting because it's two guys, but it's probably more guys, but just these two in particular. Matter of fact, make it three. Nah, I'm going to take Derrick Henry away. He's not injury prone. The injury prone running backs that are like the studs, man, the CMC, the Barkley, I really want to see what their bounce back is. They both look like they went into training camp full strength, full health, look like they're going to have bigger roles going forward. I don't think CMC can have a bigger role, but Barkley's going to get back to that rookie role with the catches, it looks like. Just to see if they can bounce back, man, because a lot of people are turning their nose up on guys that were like pretty much untouchable after their first years, bro. You couldn't put together the trade package for them. So I'm excited for both of them, man. I think they both have high upside, and I think that they'll both have majority healthy season this year, bro. I'm looking forward to that.
Cool, man. And you know what? Me too. You know what? I'm starting to come around on the injury prone guys. You know, I usually fade.
Yeah.
You know, one lick of injury, I'm usually turned off, but I'm starting to come around, man. And at the end of the day, if I'm going to be a better fantasy player, I have to let go of some of my biases, man. So that's part
of growth.
Look at
that. My guy growing. Thank God for growth. You feel me?
I changed.
Hell yeah. Yeah, God man. Did.
I've been taking a lot of Penny, bro. A lot of Penny.
And Walker. He do the combo. Yeah, he do the Walker Penny combo. Walker.
Yeah.
That shit funny, bro.
It is, bro. That was like, what the fuck you do that for? Like, you only got three running backs on your team.
He'd be like, yeah, but I got the starter. Facts.
Cool. Hey, bro, you got a storyline you're interested in?
He already told the storyline.
Did he?
Lamar. I guess you piggyback.
I just wanted to let you know.
You piggyback off Lamar.
Not exactly. Nah,
man, talk what we just talked about.
Man. Aaron Rodgers being weird.
That's a storyline too.
Bro. Hey man, he weird, bro. That's all I got to say. I was a big fan last year. Then he started talking more, and I'm like, dang.
So are you gonna watch all the weird stuff that he's gonna say this year?
I'm gonna probably.
How weird do you think it's gonna get knowing that he don't got Davante Adams and you know the O line is a little bit shaky?
Knowing he's dissing his receivers already.
Yeah, bro.
Because he talking about y'all ain't gonna be on the field. Well, then who's gonna be on the field?
Yeah, because it looked like his veteran guys banged up. Looked like Lazard is questionable week one.
Like,
yeah.
What you gonna do?
Yeah,
Tanyan. He's a little shaky for week one.
You gonna trust Sammy?
I mean, Vic, get your agent on the phone.
Yeah, 84, 83 hands.
I'm tired. I ain't got it no more.
What are your hands right now at this current
state? I'm still rocking with 83. Well, we're going to pull that up.
All right, let's move on.
Everybody need a good possession couple receiver. Weeks.
Yeah, let's move on. They like light-skinned guys around 6'4", bro. The Packers.
Hey, I guess I fit right on in then. Yeah, it's number 19. Hey, but one more thing on the Lamar situation. You know what? I could see him in Seattle, bro, or New York.
That's why I'm taking all the Penny and Walker, bro.
If it don't work out, send him to the West Coast, bro. I can see Lamar in the Seattle Seahawks jersey, though, for real.
Man, I don't think he would want to play in Seattle, man. It sounds so boring for what?
It do.
Lamar too lit.
He is.
Well, he's in Baltimore.
Baltimore.
Hood lit.
Yeah. It's like the Wire hood. You know, they made it lit.
Yeah, facts.
That's the power, though, like drafting players and bring them to organization, though. Turn it around just like that. So
big facts.
All right, man. That's all we got for What's the Word, man. I don't have any flags. You got any flags?
Nah. I ain't got no flags this week, man.
Me neither, man. I'm excited.
Yeah, we too excited for flags, bro.
Too excited.
Ready. Two more days.
hey, I'm just glad the season's here so I can stop, you know, joining these leagues, man. So, yeah, bro.
But are you, though? You don't got no more drafts?
A couple more bus balls coming up.
Okay, bet.
But that just don't check. Count. You know,
just
saying?
Checking my G.
Yeah.
All right, look, let's do this real quick. I am Dynasty Bro Dot, like I said, on the back of the jersey. Follow me at Instagram and Twitter. Follow Dynasty Bros FF Pod on TikTok. Got TikTok now. My manager, yeah. my supervisor said he seen me on TikTok. It was weird.
Hey.
It's weird as hell. But yeah, Dynasty Bros FF Pod on TikTok. We got a couple videos out. I put out a couple of the clips on top of my little video that I put out.
All right, you guys can follow me at Chief Sosa FF, Instagram, Twitter, Twitch. Be sure to subscribe to the podcast wherever you're listening, Dynasty Bros FF. DJ Avo, where can we follow you at?
Come on, man. You follow me at Avo Love. My bad. I almost forgot for a second. My bad. I was getting real hyped for this next instrumental I was about to bring up.
And
but just trust me. Just follow me there. We're going to be getting it popping.
And hit the questions email if you got any like questions for us, or you want some advice, or you want some start sit questions. You know Vic? Vic, are you getting to the Vic fix this
yeah,
year?
Yeah, man. Oh, yeah. Definitely. Yeah, I'm actually working on them right now.
That's coming up,
yeah,
bro.
I only got a couple of days to put them out. So, yeah.
Yeah, we're going to get busy with that, though. So, I like that. That's fire. All right, look. Let's talk. You want to do this real quick? Let's just do this because I sent Vic. You know, I went ahead and loaded up the DraftKings. You know, I made my little roster. I told Vic. I just sent it to him. I sent the invite and I realized, what if you don't got the app still? So I shared it, and I sent the invite to the text, bro. It was like 9 in the morning. I let it sit. I got a text back, bro. It was a cigarette.
It's that time, man. Smoke.
Yeah, so last year, we kind of ventured into it at the back end of the season, man. But me and Vic are going to do head-to-heads, put some money on the line every week, and just do some DFS, man. Just it gives us a chance to speak our rosters after it's set and show, like, the brains of us and how we set our lineups and stuff, man. So really, you know, these overalls really don't mean shit. I'm really more invested in want to like shed more than just the dynasty. Sometimes we do redraft. Sometimes I want to do DFS. All of that going forward with the guys that want our opinion. So this is our DFS. These are the overalls going into last year, man. And we're just going to keep it. And every week, we're going to add up the overall, stack up the bro. I told Vic I'm winning at least 150 off of him this year.
Hey, so we put down 10 every week, man.
10 ball. And,
yeah, I told him I'm going to put on some Starbucks or something.
Yeah, bro.
Stock, something. But, yeah, this is all-time records, man. And I'm excited, bro. You know, it's just another way for us to compete, man.
Big
so
fact. Another side of us, man, because our brains are crazy, bro.
And you know what's crazy with these lineups? Like, our brains are so much alike. It always comes down to one or two guys because the rest of the roster be like the same guys.
The funny shit is when, like, I know Vic got a guy and he don't play his guy, but I run his guy and he helped me win Gabe Davis last year.
Yeah. I don't know why I do that. I got to start taking my own advice, man.
Hey, I played Gabe Davis during that 4-touchdown game on Vic.
Kansas City. Yeah, bro.
Hey, it's lit, man. I love this shit, bro. All right. So, all right. What we're going to do is we're going to Get a little bit into the prep rally, man. So what we want to do in the prep rally, we got a few things that we would like to do. We would like to, you know, talk about a couple of our teams. Everybody gets to talk about a team that they love. And, you know, hopefully it's a dynasty team, but whether it's a redraft, whatever, just a team that you like for the future or you like for this year, you about to win a ship. And then we're going to bring up Team Fire, man. Week by week, we try to keep y'all invested into Team Fire. That's me and Vic's team that we co-GM. And we're trying to win. If we win this year, the league is over. So we already won. Gave us our money. About to do it again. We won a couple leagues this year, bro. I think we GM. We get on each other's nerves, but we win and shit together.
Yeah, and you know what? And I've said we've grown in terms of, like, we used to really clash. Like, nah, this is what we need to do in the third round. You know, we better at just letting it go and just trusting the GM, man. And,
facts.
You know, so we at that point where we just trust the other person's input and roll with it, bro. But I'm excited, man, to hear what teams you guys are going to rock with that you're excited for. Then after we go through that, man, we'll roll into the prep rally. So,
yeah, we're going to give everybody get to get a Brody of the Year. Like I said, we got a lovely cast of people that sent us some people that there's a Brody of the Year, man, the guy they rocking with for the rest of the year, whether it be a steal going into the draft or, you know, it's going a league winner or just the guy that's just going to be a stud all year, man. So, we're just here to help you out and brought in some other brilliant minds. So, I'm excited about all of that. So Let's get straight to it, man. I think Vic already got his app up, so I want Vic to go first, man. Share your team. Let us know, like, the settings. Let us know, like, if it's Dynasty, all of that, bro. And then read your roster, majority of it going forward, and what you see from that team.
All right, man. And, of course, you know, we'll keep it quick here, but the league is Trade Masters, and we do a lot of trading in that league. So shout out to that league. Shout out to the league mates. Shout out to the commish. And this is a 1QB league. Two running backs, two receivers, three flex. And I'm coming off a title, man, so I'm looking to repeat. And I do feel like I'm really set up to dominate for the next few years, just giving my pieces, man. So quarterback room, Jalen Hurts and Dak. Then I got Derrick Henry, Najee. And I do have some Michael Carter down there and some Isaiah Spiller and Hassan Haskins on the taxi, Terrion Davis-Price. Wide receivers, man, just real quick. Gabe Davis, Devonta Smith, Mark Andrews. He's basically a wide receiver. But wide receivers, Gabe Davis, Devonta Smith, Amon-Ra St. Brown, Jamar Chase, Justin Jefferson. Love that combo there. And then close out with the tight end, Mark Andrews. So I do feel like I'm set up for success, man. Set up to repeat. Okay. Hopefully my guys can stay healthy. This is a team I'm excited for the next few years to come, man.
All right. That's fire, man. So I feel like my team was always stacked in the 1.0 league. But what I did this year, man, I got a little younger. So I don't know. I feel like I'm still in the running to win now, but I did rack up, get some pieces. So I want to talk about another win now team, man. It's called Too Tired for a Dynasty League. This is probably like my most stacked team, man, that I feel like if I had to put some money on the line, this is the one I'm winning the chip in. So it is super flex, 14 team. So you got to have some depth.
Yeah.
And two quarterbacks, two running backs, three receivers, tight end, one flex after, and then a super flex, whatever. So my quarterbacks are Stafford, Jameis, and Tua. You know, so you run with Stafford, got the two upside guys. My running backs are Christian McCaffrey, Dalvin Cook, Leonard Fournette, Elijah Mitchell, Kareem Hunt. I just like the depth that I got right there.
That's nice.
And you got to play three receivers. So I do got Stephon Diggs. I got Mike Evans. I got Tyler Boyd that I was running. Oh, man, I really need to find – I got Robert Woods in full-point PPR. That's good. That's only four receivers, man. I need to find a way to get some depth, but I do got a couple first-round picks. Might do some trading here, but just, you know, just the upside tight ends I got in Njoku and I got Robert Tonyan.
Okay.
So, yeah, man, just this team is like – the starting lineup is like ready right now. And then the few depths I got at the bench is good too. So, it's Too Tired for a Dynasty League. I feel like if I had to put money up, I'll ride with this one, man.
That's what's up.
So, like, Avo, there's a team you just drafted that I said that you should talk about because I thought your team was fire.
I think it's fire too, but I'm still feeling great about it. I just don't like my quarterback. But other than that, you know, I'm solid.
Okay. Tell your team, bro.
So, let me let y'all know I got that man, Aaron Rodgers.
And you don't like your quarterback?
I don't like him right now. But
personally
I'm sure
or in fantasy?
Just personally.
Oh, well, then.
Fantasy, I think he's going to be solid. I just think he's weird. But, you know, I had to get D. Adams. You already know I had to
Devontae,
go with it.
That's his guy.
I got Debo.
Debo's a stud.
Got Aaron Jones.
Super stud. You love to do the Aaron Jones, Devontae Adams.
You already know. Got Zeke.
Zeke is going to have a solid season, bro. Everybody's so down on him. He's still going to play. He rarely gets injured, and they're going to try to force him to buck.
I was able to grab Zach Ertz.
Hella good in PPR.
Doc keep talking to Breece, so I had to grab Breece. I just like, all right, well, if y'all just not going to draft him, I'm going to grab him.
It's good shit, bro.
Feeling great about my bench.
Might be a league winner at the back end of the season.
Yeah.
My kicker is Young Ho. You know.
That's just cool to
I
have.
Literally just because he
– You got a Young Ho.
I had to go for there. It.
I got Jalen Waddle, Rashad Bateman, Cam Akers, Kareem Hunt.
Yeah,
and
studs.
Dak on my bench along with Allen Lazard. However you say it.
So now all you got to do is package up a couple of them bench guys and get another stud into your starting
exactly
lineup,
what I was
bro.
Thinking.
Bro. That's everybody got some fire teams, and what we're gonna do is, Vic looked like he got his sleep wrap up again, so I'm gonna let him talk about Team Fire, man. And what we doing this year, bro?
Trying to repeat for one, and then hopefully from there we could turn it into a 12 team league if the commissioner is open to that. So
because right now it is a 10 team league, which is kind of whack,
but it's fun. I will say this. Guys are active and engaged, so, you know, I know it's a narrative out there. If it's a 10-team league, you know, people like to shit on those. But I actually, this is one of my favorite leagues because guys are active.
Yeah, it's deep, too.
It is. So, but talk about the quarterbacks, man. And I'll be honest, this is like our most shaky position. But we have Stafford, Trevor Lawrence, Zach Wilson and Davis Mills.
Upside.
Yeah.
Upside guys.
And then our running backs, Javonte Williams, Najee Harris. We got Jonathan Taylor, Clyde, and I think that's it.
Yeah,
oh,
that's
we got
it.
Brian Robinson on, yeah, on the pup.
We top heavy, and but it's good to be that kind of top heavy.
Yeah.
When you think about the top dynasty guys, we probably got three of the top five.
Yeah, we do. And then let's talk about the receivers, man. A.J. Brown, Devontae Adams, Jamar Chase. And then on the bench, we rocking with Allen Robinson, Chris Godwin, Brandon Ayuk, Darnell Mooney, Amon-Ra St. Brown, and Rashad Bateman.
Too deep.
And then our tight ends, Travis Kelce and Irv Smith. So definitely feel like we're set up for success, man.
Hell yeah, bro.
Hopefully we get it done and we can make it a 12-team league and we can go our ways, man. And
I know, man.
Dominate from afar. Meet me in the playoffs. Meet me in
then
the championship.
Then we're going to be Team 5-1A and Team 5-1B.
Junior and senior.
I ain't being junior, my G.
All right, we're 1A and 1AA.
Yeah. I'm 1A.
I'm 1A. You can be 2A. All right, man. Those are some of our squads, man. Hopefully, you know, you all got some squads you're excited for, you know, just like we are. And we're excited, man. Like, it's literally the season's right here. We survived the offseason. So, yeah, man.
Facts. All right, man. Look, let's get into the actual prep part of the prep rally, man. I'm super excited. Like I said, we have some brilliant minds, some good analysts, some of the homies. They all just reached out to, well, we reached out to them. They hit us up like that. And they just got with us, man. Gave us some Brodies, and I'm very excited to bring out their guys, man. So I don't know who you want to start with, man. Do you want to do, I know you had an order, but I feel like we should kind of get the audio ones out the way.
That's cool.
So we can end on the video. And so we got one to say Dino Bros, and we got my guy right here. So honestly, to be honest, I haven't listened to any of these, so I kind of wanted a surprise. There's only one because the name is in the title, but I don't know who anybody's is. So I'm excited to hear who they got. And if we happen to double up, then we'll just kind of piggyback off of those guys. So let's start with these two, bro. And Avo, you might have to pause the music because this is straight audio, or turn it down, or however you want to do it. But let's get straight into the first one right here. We should have named everybody, but we'll talk who it is afterwards. All right, let's go.
My guy for this season, I'm back. All right, last year I gave you Khalil Herbert. Hopefully that worked. You got him cheap because this year is the year. You know, we've heard it. He's coming for David Montgomery. But, man, this year I'm going a similar route for the same position, and that is James Cook. Damian Pierce is all the talk. James Cook is being slept on. We saw it once. Samaje Perine down to Foreman was overshadowing Alvin Kamara in 2017. I see a similar situation. I don't want to hear about what he did in college. I don't care about that because he was electric when he touched the ball. And you know what? When you're on a high-powered offense like the Bills, and he's going to get opportunity, they want to involve him. They went out and tried to get J.D. McKissick for a good chunk of change. You know what? They didn't get him. They were a little bitter, a little sour about it. So you know what? Why not draft the best pass-catching back in the NFL draft in James Cook? He's going to smash. It might take a couple weeks, but you know what? I'm willing to wait. And right now, with the Damian Pierce hype and all that, he is affordable. You can probably get him for a 23-second plus maybe a 24-second, and I'm willing to pay that. I'm actually willing to give a 23-first if I'm a contender because
okay.
I believe in this player that much. I love James Cook. If you can go out and get him, do it now. Also, I'm going to give you one more sleeper at a position that is very tough to find. That is Harrison Bryant. He's dirt cheap right now. David Njoku has the workload right now. He is the guy. But you know what? He has not shown he can stay healthy. He's a very aggressive player, but man, he gets dinged up very easily. Harrison Bryant, he won the tight end of the year his senior year in college. I think he's a great player, and when he's given the opportunity, he has shown he can, you know, he can succeed. So why not go get a guy like that that's kind of in the dark and can come out, rise above, and wins you championships, because the guy in front of him may not be the picture of health, and that is David Njoku. So Harrison Bryant, my deep, deep sleeper, and James Cook is the guy you need to go get right now. You know, pause this podcast. Go get James Cook, then hit play again. You don't want to miss anything from this podcast. They're great. Dynasty Bros are great. Love you guys. I can't wait to do it again next year. I appreciate the invite. And, man, you guys do great work. Love y'all. Hey, what's up, everybody? It's Tyler.
Man, that's my dog, man. Tyler. I've been listening to Tyler for years with the Dynasty Happy Hour. I literally had no clue about podcasting, and I was still listening to Fantasy Football Podcast. Shit was nuts, man. But I love Tyler, man. He always come through. It sucked that, you know, we had obligations for the expo again, but I really want to find time to get up with Tyler, man. That I feel like that's gonna be my brother from another, man. So we gotta find time to link up. Appreciate you always. Anything we reach out for, man, he's right there, man. And everybody's busy, everybody got family lives and work. So to take time out to do some shit like this, man, this is thanking everybody in advance going forward.
Yeah, man, shout out to Tyler, man. Make sure you guys give him a follow at @DHH_Tyler. So again, one of the hosts of the Dynasty Happy Hour pod. And yeah, man, he's solid, man. So I was actually interested in who he was going to throw at us, just because last year he did give us the Khalil Herbert, which ended up, you know, being a nice sleeper, and you were able to run some Khalil for a few weeks, man. So, you know, if Tyler's saying go get some James Cook, and I'll be honest, we are kind of overlooking that situation.
We are.
And that's an electric offense. It's like, who doesn't want a part of the Bills offense? And then on top of that, the Harrison Bryant. So I think that's a sneaky play, man.
Facts. Facts, man. Shout out to my guy. All right, so let's get into another one right here. And I already see the name on this one, but so I'm kind of excited about it. I think I own him in every single redraft. That's what's funny. All right, let's get into it. Abel, you turn the music down just a tad bit. And we're going to get into an audio of one of my guys.
What's up, y'all? It's your boy Troy King, a.k.a. T-King Mode from Football Guys. And the guy I'm high on this year, who's also one of my favorite sleepers, is Cole Kmet. Now, the reasons why I'm high on Cole Kmet is that last year he saw 93 targets. Even though he didn't score any touchdowns, it was very encouraging. He was also second on the team in targets, eighth in targets amongst all tight ends, and he was sixth in deep targets among tight ends. And if you look at their team this year, they have absolutely no wide receivers. The only guys really there to target are Darnell Mooney and Cole Kmet. They guys have guys like Brian Pringle and Equanimeous St. Brown. Guys who aren't going to really command a high target share, I don't believe.
Facts.
That's one of the reasons I'm really high on Cole Kmet. We've already seen a little bit of that connection in preseason with Justin Fields, so you definitely should be targeting him in your drafts. Appreciate y'all. Follow me on T-King Mode on Twitter and all social media platforms. See you later.
Fire, man. That's our guy, Troy, man. And look, he's as advertised, man. So I got to hang out with him last year at the expo. And yeah, man, Troy's a solid dude, and he's on his stuff, man. He's doing great work in the industry, man. So shout out to Troy. Make sure you guys give him a follow, man. Again, at T-King Mode, doing work with the football guys. And yeah, he's doing a lot of great stuff out there,
man. He's just on the ballers. I called you. I was like, man, I heard him on the ballers. Like,
yeah.
Yeah. He ain't got, like I said it with Tyler, man. These guys don't have to do anything for us, man. And the fact that, you know, the men of their words, when we reach out and need advice or need anything, man, they come through. So that's fire.
How you feel about Cole Kmet, though?
Love him, bro. Yeah. I love him going forward. I think he's super talented. I think he's going to be so necessary this year. I literally have him in every redraft I've been in. Every redraft for the most part. I might have missed out on one, and I was pissed off. But I love him, bro, and I think he's going to have a hell of a season. He's going to rack up targets, bro. And if you flirt with 100 targets, man, I don't care, man. He bring in 70 catches, man, and actually get to score some touchdowns, bro, he's going to be top. And he's just falling in drafts. So I think I need to go get him in some dynasty too, man. He's young. He's good.
That was an eye-opener for me. I did not realize Cole Kmet had 93 targets last year.
Yeah, they were just bad. And he was still playing, you know, Jimmy Graham still meshing in with that, bro.
That's true. Okay. So, yeah, wide open. Just given that. And also Justin Fields. He's supposed to take another step as a sophomore QB. Improved on his passing, so
yeah.
Like Troy said, man, they only got the throws. At least the only targets out there really is for Darnell Mooney and Cole Kmet. Where else are they going to go?
The biggest thing is they didn't bring anybody in, like you said, and it's going to be Justin Fields getting better, bro. You told me some funny shit about the targets. It was 93, and it was probably a whole bunch of bad targets. Yeah. But Justin Fields, you know, honing on and getting better and taking that next step into being a better quarterback, I think it means all well for Cole Kmet.
Hey, I even want to chime in on some David Montgomery, man. I expect his pass catching to go up as well out of the backfield. So yeah. That's the three-headed monster this year in Chicago.
Facts. All right, so I don't know if you can see these guys. You want me to just go with my other brother from another, man? This is my guy right here.
That's cool.
This is my guy, Brent, from my job, man. Like I said, I talk to him every day. This is one of the guys if I can't reach out to Vic and he can't answer and White sound busy, I literally can walk over to Brent and ask him anything, and I trust his opinion on things, man. He's in all kind of leagues. We share advice. He showed me his leagues and vice versa. So I trust him, man. This is just, he's not no analyst as of now. Just a good guy that fucking knows his fantasy football. So we're going to get into it, my guy B.
What's up? This is Brent from Brownsburg, Indiana. I want to first off thank the Dynasty Bros for letting me come on their podcast and give you my 2022 Brody. This guy's being drafted as the 19th ranked quarterback. My Brody, Jameis Winston. He's coming off a torn ACL, but in six games last year, he threw 14 touchdowns to three interceptions. Let's not forget, just 3 years ago, he finished the season with 5,100 yards, 33 touchdowns, and finished as the number three quarterback in fantasy. This season, he looks great with Michael Thomas, Chris Olave, Jarvis Landry, and Alvin Kamara. Plus, my boy had some LASIK so he can see now. Now he won't be throwing to the other team. So, when you're late in your draft and you want to pick up a good quarterback who's going to be top 10 this year, it's Jameis Winston all day. So, he's W's. So will you.
That's my guy, man. That's my guy.
He's in a couple of leagues with us too, man.
Yeah, bro. He be doing this thing. Big Denver fan, bro. Yeah. You can pretty much go offer him any Denver player and get a trade off.
Hey, shout out to Brent. I like the call. Again, I'm a late QB guy, so that's really getting some good value there late. And oftentimes, you can even get Jameis off your waivers.
Yeah, bro.
So if we like Alvin Kamara, and we know he's a PPR monster, Winston's throwing it to somebody, right?
He got so much upside in that offense, man, in that scheme. And yeah. Kamara looked so good when Jameis was actually healthy and playing. And just think about it, man. He did that 16 touchdowns, three interceptions with Marquez Callaway as his number right. one. He had nobody last year.
Right.
He has three new bodies. If you count Thomas healthy, Chris Olave, and Jarvis Landry. And those are guys that you've seen can get it done at all levels. So
yeah.
I love it, bro.
Yeah, it's a good call. I like it. That's a sneaky call. And again, he's probably right there on your waivers, especially in redraft. And you know what? You may be able to shoot out a third or a second. Yeah, you know, man. In Dynasty.
I would float out a second, flex. Bro. I would float out a second, especially if you're trying to compete. That second be a little late. I rock with it.
Yep.
All right. So we got three more left, man. Can you tell from a distance which one you want to go with?
Nah, we can just go in order, really.
All right. So here we go. Let's get into it. We got three more. And hopefully it's some fire. I literally have no clue what it is. I'm kind of excited. This is my excited voice. All right, let's go.
Hey, everybody. This is Davis Payne from Stochastic at Fantasy Six Pack. Shout out to the Dynasty Bros for letting me participate in their prep rally this year. And my pick for this prep rally has got to be DK Metcalf. He's going in the seventh round. He's going for $8 of salary cap. This man has already been putting up a 1,000-yard average career, 10 touchdown average career. And I get it. He has Geno Smith or Drew Lock throwing to him this season. But he had Geno Smith throwing to him last season. And he still finished with about 1,000 yards and 10 touchdowns. He's quarterback proof. He's going super late. He can go in your flex. You're not paying a lot of capital for him. And he has more upside than many receivers. And I think on the flip side of it, you don't want to face him. You don't want to ever see that guy coming against you because you're afraid that he could be a boom bust player. And his booms are going to be top notch. This is the same guy that had a major boom in championship week last season, going off for over 20 something points. Everyone wants to talk about Amon-Ra, but forget that DK Metcalf was on the other side of the ball. So that's my pick for this prep rally. It is DK Metcalf.
I like the call, bro.
How you feel, bro? Because that was like the first that I was nervous about.
As far as what?
Like player. Like, I'm nervous about players. And I don't know, man.
I think he's definitely a value play because people are overlooking him. But he's, you know, freak of nature, man. Like, he's a big, explosive guy. Doesn't really need a lot of opportunity. So even with a Geno Smith, I mean, we've seen it with, like, the A.J. Brown type. DK's up that same alley, bro. He can literally 3 to 5 opportunities, and he can house them. You know what I'm saying? So
big facts.
We are overlooking him. I am seeing DK go late. If you're rocking, you know, three wide receivers, bro, if you got DK as your third, you're hella comfortable in that. I mean, what else are you looking for at that point, right? Or even a flex play?
Big facts. Big facts.
Who's throwing that man the ball?
That's what it is, man.
That's all I ever want to ask. That's the only reason why I kept skipping over him is who's throwing them. I like a good QB to go with my receivers.
Yeah, man. I'm nothing on that, bro. So, yeah, let's get to it. We got a few more. So, we're just going to play, and let's just get busy. Let's ride. I do not know if Russell Wilson's coming up. I just said that. So, let's get into another one, man. Thanks again, everybody that done chimed in, man, because this is awesome. So, let's get into one more, and let's go.
Hey, guys. Garrett Price from Dynasty Nerds, and I was asked to give a guy that I am high on for this season. And look, I get that he's all the rage right now, but you can check my receipts. I've been on him for quite a long time, and specifically this year, Michael Pittman Jr. He's going to explode this year as the wide receiver one with Matt Ryan. And one of the big things was they just didn't trust Carson Wentz in the red zone, but we saw they had the lowest percentage of pass attempts. This was the Colts in the red zone last year. However, Matt Ryan, the most attempts in the red zone by percentage in the NFL last year. So they trust Matt Ryan. They do not trust Carson Wentz. In lieu of that, they will definitely be throwing the ball to Michael Pittman Jr. more in the red zone, which will lead him to a wide receiver one season.
Okay. Okay. Vic, I think you should lead, man. That's the Colts guy.
Hey, first shout out to GP, man, our guy Garrett Price with the Dynasty Nerds. Shout out to the Dynasty Nerds team, man, for helping us out with this episode. And I love the call, man. Anytime you're gonna rep my Colts, man, you can't hate on that, right? And everything GP spoke was facts, man. And look, Matt Ryan, huge upgrade coming off of Carson Wentz and Phillip Rivers. Of course, we've seen Matt Ryan throw for over 4,000 yards down in Atlanta. Now he's up here in Indianapolis. Better O-line, better running back situation. A lot of play action going to get going. Pittman's going to be open, man. Over the middle, those deep over routes, all that good stuff turning up in the red zone. So I like the call, man.
Big facts, man. Pittman is a guy that I'm, like, super targeting in, like, every redraft because I think he has the chance to, like, I don't know, man, be top five, man. He's that type of guy, man, and I just think he's going to be super fire, so I'm excited about that. I don't know if you think he got wide receiver one potential on the season.
He does, man. Definitely can finish top 12 as far as like more so back end, I'd say. But yeah, he definitely has that potential, bro. I mean, we've seen it in fantasy at least as of lately. Like, Colts aren't really going to support more than one top wide receiver, as far as in the top 24 or even top 36. So all the big targets gonna go to Pittman. Touchdowns gonna go there. I could easily see Pittman with double digit touchdowns, man. That'll get him in the top 12 for sure.
Okay, I rock with that.
Can I chime in for Dynasty Gal?
Please do.
Avery. It's my little sis. She is in one of our leagues. She let me know that her guy this year is Cooper Kupp. Just want to throw that out there. I feel like that's a solid answer.
Did you right ask her there. Why?
No. I just know that she left her some Cooper Kupp. Trust me, I saw her draft.
Yeah, that's great to say. So she's in our league.
In both leagues.
Actually, I had reached out to her. I was like, hey, I hear you be killing shit. We need you in our league. I hear you be whooping Avo ass. So
she do. She really do.
Come get in our league. So, yeah, I think she drafted a couple spots in front of me. But, yeah, she definitely rocking with Cooper Kupp. So that's fire, man. Cooper Kupp's a stud, man. And, hey, top fantasy player last year. I'm hoping he can repeat. There's only one thing to watch. Matt Stafford's elbow, man.
I know, man. They said it's going to linger, like, all year. It's kind of scary, man. I'm not going to lie.
Avo, baseball question, because it sounds like a baseball-type injury from a pitcher standpoint. Like,
what did he hurt?
How concerned should we be about this?
What did he hurt?
I don't know if it's elbow, but it's something like with the arm. Like, it's throwing.
What,
like,
Cooper got hurt?
No. Matt Stafford. Oh, we're talking about the guy that's delivering him the ball.
I did not see what his injury was, but if he hurt his throwing arm and if it's somewhere around his elbow, that could be major, especially for the deep balls.
Okay.
He could probably still make them short passes without the issue, but for them deep balls, it might be a struggle. Might be a little issue him trying to fit it in them tight windows. Accuracy might be off, all that. So that could definitely be a struggle. So, but we're going to pray for him, though.
Gotcha.
I don't like nobody getting injured out here.
Hey, again, make sure you guys do follow Dynasty Price. Appreciate that Michael Pittman call. And I do want to backtrack. Make sure you guys follow my guy Davis Ping at Ping's Picks FF. So he does work with the Fantasy Six Pack. And that's my guy, man. One of the guys I interact with on Twitter. And then I got to meet him at the expo. it's cool, man, when you actually meet your friends, you know, that you interact with on Twitter world and in real life, man. So shout out to Davis, real good guy. Thanks for helping us out. Love the DK call as well, man. That's another late value, man.
You not nervous about it?
Bro, I was, look, if I can get Metcalf in my flex or my wide receiver three on my squad, I'll take it, bro.
I know I'm one of those guys that just trust talent. So I need to get over it. But, man, that shit scares me, bro. It blows me. I be looking at him in a lot of redrafts and just be – in Dynasty, I probably need to go chase him. And redraft, man, he scares the shit out of me, man. I'm not going to lie.
Okay.
Yeah, so – I don't know. I'm looking to that DK. All right, we got three more left, man. I guess Vic will say save the best for last with the last two, you know, where they come from, hometown. But we do got one more approaching before we get there, so let's get to it.
What's up, guys? Nick Scripp of the P2W Fantasy Podcast and a staff member over at Fantasy Points. The guy that I'm high on for 2022 is Jets wide receiver Elijah Moore. As a prospect at Ole Miss in his final season, he averaged 10.75 receptions, 149.13 receiving yards, and a touchdown per game. He can handle volume. As a rookie last season, he balled out with four different Jets quarterbacks. One of those guys was Joe Flacco, who might open the season as a starter, and the other, Zach Wilson, who is projected to be the starter. Weeks 9 through 13 in his rookie season, he was the wide receiver 2 overall for those 5 weeks. He averaged 20.1 fantasy points per game and had 5 touchdowns during that span. So we saw him, again, absolutely ball out as a rookie. I believe he is the Jets wide receiver 1 for this coming NFL season, and I think he is going to smash his current ADP.
I rock with that, man.
That's your guy.
I know, man. I love Elijah, man. Just everybody's so worried about Garrett Wilson, but I think we just forget how talented Elijah Moore was coming out as well, man. He's a stud. He's been killing it since he walked onto the field last year after his injury. Seems like he's the number one guy all throughout training camp. And then he shows rapport with everybody except Zach Wilson, I guess. But now they have a connection over the training camp. They've been getting better. So I love Elijah, man. He's young. He's fast. He's got great hands, man. I like him. Nervous about the offense in whole,
okay.
But I love Elijah Moore though, bro.
Hey, if you can have AJ Brown cutting onions over you and your skill set, talking about he learned some shit from you.
Facts, bro. And that's a big motherfucker, yeah, to learn from a littler motherfucker.
Yeah, so Elijah Moore, man, all the upside in the world, man. You know, he flashed last year, and I know, you know, he had some injuries last year, but again, he's a target monster, so he can command targets. Shout out to Nick, man. I definitely want to shout out Nick for helping us out. So be sure to give him a follow at PTW Fantasy, which is Play to Win Fantasy. Nick, he's always pumping out great content on Twitter, man. And also, man, he's if you need some motivation to get back in the gym, you know, he's posting some of those videos too, man. So shout out to Nick. Got to meet him as well, the expo a couple years ago, man. So he's as advertised as well.
Okay, that's fire. That's fire. All right, and like I said a second ago, man, the last two, hometown shit, man. You know how it go. Let's get into the first one. Let's get busy and start rocking.
You didn't even let me hype it up, man.
Oh, go ahead, bro.
You know what I'm saying? Go ahead. Look, all right, everybody know I'm a big Colts fan. We got to keep it home. You know what I'm saying? We got some new faces and some new places here in the city. So I thought if we reach out to our guys from the Bring the Juice podcast, we got Derek and Cody, just to give us some insights on these Colts, man, as far as Michael Pittman, Matt Ryan. I think I asked about Alec Pierce as well, so just from a fantasy perspective. But Bring the Juice podcast, they're great at what they do. You know, they do player interviews all the time, and they've got an interview out there with Coach. So these are our Coach insiders. This is our go-to, so I thought we'd take the NFL insider approach, man, and hear from our guys, man. So,
all right, we're going to go back-to-back with them. Let's get it.
This year in the second round, the Indianapolis Colts selected wide receiver Alec Pierce out of Cincinnati. Now, there are some questions about what is Alec Pierce's outlook here for the 2022 season. And I just wanted to kind of give a little bit of an idea regarding Michael Pittman Jr., who was an Indianapolis Colts second-round pick in 2020. Michael Pittman Jr. has said this about Alec Pierce. He said, "I feel like he's miles ahead of where I was my rookie season." And so just to give a little bit of perspective, Michael Pittman Jr. in his first season Did miss a couple games, but he finished with 40 total catches for a little over 500 receiving yards and a receiving touchdown. So, kind of thinking about that, putting it in perspective for Alec Pierce, who has had a full offseason. You know, obviously Pittman did not have a full offseason as well. I think that projects to right around, I would say, 40 to 50 catches, 5 to 600 yards, and 3 to 4 touchdowns receiving. So that's kind of my outlook on Alec Pierce, potentially as a number 2 wide receiver alongside of Michael Pittman, and also playing it with a really good quarterback in Matt Ryan.
Vic, you lead. How do you feel about that?
Yeah, I mean, for real football, you know, it's decent for a rookie. And I know we're spoiled when it comes to these rookie wide receivers when you got guys like Jamar Chase, Justin Jefferson splashing onto the scene. We even overlooked 900 yards from a rookie like Devonta Smith.
Yeah.
But Alec Pierce is stepping into a balanced attack where we want to run the ball and basically, you know, lean on a primary playmaker. So I do think Alec Pierce is a good complementary piece. And we can't sleep on Paris Campbell as well. So if we're getting 40 to 50 catches in a balanced attack where we want to run the ball, that's pretty solid for a rookie.
Yeah, in fantasy, man, I really don't want to trust any receiving options outside of, you know, Michael Pittman, man, because I don't think the offense calls for it. I don't think there's going to be a dominant number two. I do think Paris will be okay. You know, Alec Pierce will be okay. I also think Mo Alie-Cox could have sneaky upside to be one of the top tight ends, man, just out of necessity. So I'm not trusting it in fantasy, but in real life, man, I love Matt Ryan. I love the offense, and I love what they're going to do as a unit. Feel me?
Yeah, appreciate Cody for that insight there, man. Be sure you guys give him a follow on Twitter at CP Felger 55. So Bring the Juice Podcast. My bad, I stumbled on the last name. It's the blue moon's kicking in.
It's the blue. I told him chug that shit.
Yeah, he did. He told me to chug it. But Bring the Juice Podcast, again, shout out to Cody for helping us out, man. Appreciate that insights. We got one more from our go-to coach podcast.
Oh, yeah.
What's going on, everybody? So wanted to talk real quick about Michael Pittman and Matt Ryan. So in regards to Michael Pittman and his status and what he's going to be like this season for fantasy and everything else, well, he finished last season with 88 receptions for over 1,000 yards, 6 touchdowns, okay? Now he has a new quarterback in Matt Ryan who is going to get him the ball consistently. One thing to keep an eye out for is Matt Ryan has consistently always gotten his number one guys the ball almost 100 times in a season. Okay, so I fully expect Michael Pittman to jump in stat-wise by almost 20% versus what he did in 2021. So that means around 100 receptions, if not a little bit more than that, with probably around 1,300 yards and almost double-digit touchdowns. I fully expect that from Michael Pittman this year. His fantasy value is going to jump, and his value to this team is going to jump. And in regards to Matt Ryan, don't let anyone fool you. He is going to get around that 4,000 yards again, going to have 30 touchdowns around that area. If Carson Wentz could do 27 with this team, he can definitely do 30. Probably still in that 10 interception ratio, maybe. But the completion percentage is still going to be there. He has a better offensive system with Frank Reich and this team. So that is the lookout of Matt Ryan being a fringe quarterback for fantasy and Michael Pittman really rising in that category.
Love it. Love it. I'm comfortable with Matt Ryan as a back end quarterback too, especially in super flex. Mm-hmm. Let it ride, man. He won't have a lot of boom games, but he won't be horrible, I don't think. But I love the Michael Pittman call, man. Like, he's going to be good, bro. He's going to be so good, bro.
Yeah, bro. And I want to shout out Derek Lager. Make sure you guys give him a follow on Twitter at Derek_Lager. And again, follow Bring the Juice Podcast. And really, man, I know it's easy to get caught up and lost in the stats and, you know, film and all this other stuff. But make sure you're following these podcasts that really are in depth with the teams. That's how you take your fantasy games to the next level, man, because it's good to look at numbers, but if you don't know what's happening, how the coaches perceive these guys, without that context or storyline, how can you really rate these guys? You know what I mean?
Facts.
So yeah, man, shout out to, again, Derek and Cody for helping us out. That's our go-to coach insiders, man.
It's the go-to. All right. Oh, well, guess what you guys been waiting for is...
Oh, I forgot. We got
the Dynasty Bros, Brody's of the year.
Can I throw one more in there? Clear B sent me a little text, man.
Go ahead, throw it in. What Clear B said?
Clear B is really feeling CMC this year. He's really feeling him. He said he's due for a big year. Yes, he does. He actually believes he's going to be
Sometimes solid. You just do, bro.
So yeah. He's just due for it.
Shout out to Clear B. That's
right,
my guy.
All right, with that.
All right, while you talking about Clear B, why don't you roll into your Brody too, man? Come on, just talk about man. A guy that you love this year, Avo. Taking everywhere man. If you can.
I'm going to let you know right now, if you can, everywhere you can. You got to get Devonta Adams, man.
Why do you want everybody to get Devonta Adams, bro?
Bro, he playing with the homie. Whenever you play with your homie, you naturally play a little bit better.
You fight with your homie. You got to love
that. You fight with your homie, you play a little bit better. And you saw how he was able to play with Aaron Rodgers, and they were both admit, we wasn't really cool. So, like, it should, in my eyes, it should go up just a little bit more. Just a little bit. They was able to come up with secret hand signals with each other. Come on, man. They just going to look at each other and be like, yeah, touchdown. That's just what I feel. That's just what I see.
I thought Avo was a Green Bay guy, but it's feeling like he want his old bay back in Green Bay.
Nah, man, when they got weird, I said, all right, I understand, man. I noticed that when he didn't stand up for him, when A-Rod wasn't trying to really keep him, like, all right, I see what we on.
Yeah.
So, no, I know who to ride with.
Nah, Adams is a stud, man. You know, one of the top receivers in the league. Fantasy aside, like, one of the best. He has one, like, the best releases in the league, like, gets open.
Facts.
Like, and I saw a clip. He was, like, doing an interview basically just saying he comes up to the line with two or three game plans already in mind.
Yep.
And he just evaluates what you do, and he goes from there. So for you to be able to, like, dissect how you're going to trip a guy up and still run your route,
yeah,
that's crazy.
All right. So what we're going to do is, Vic, you're going to end up going last because Avo went with the homie system. I'm going with the homie system.
Yeah.
My guy just linked up with his old college buddy. They just playing video games together. My guy out here getting his quarterback in trouble. You know, they writing up new rule books and for the quarterback is weird. But let's talk about Mr. Marquise Hollywood Brown, man. We seen on draft day that Hollywood was already in Arizona celebrating. Because probably the homie hit him up like, bro, we having a video game party, bro. Come pull up. They played together in Oklahoma. They balled out there. Bro, let's talk about a guy who was on one of the most run-heaviest teams with an in-and-out Lamar all last year. Still ended up the wide receiver 22 in PPR. You know, you take a wide receiver, too. He had 145 targets, bro. Only secured 91 receptions. Just over 1,000 yards, which really isn't sexy, and only 6 touchdowns. But you're talking about a guy who's so explosive, who can beat you, who can get downfield. And I think with a Kyler, who is the best deep ball thrower in the league, you can look that up, that's facts, and linking up with the homie in a pass-heavy scheme, no DeAndre Hopkins for the first 6 weeks, and even when D-Hop comes back, I think that opens up Hollywood even more, man. I'm excited to see what he can do in this new system, and even if he just racks in the same 145, 150 targets again, those passes coming from Kyler are going to be way more efficient coming from – I mean, those passes from Lamar are going to be way more efficient coming from Kyler. So I'm excited to see what Hollywood is going to be able to do. They literally gave up first-round pick to go get this guy. So, they, you know, he's going to play. They put some capital into him, and let's see what he can do. But that's my Brody, man. I love some Hollywood. I've been trading for him, been drafting him everywhere. So just trying to show you, go look at my roster. He's one of my guys.
I haven't really been a Hollywood guy, but
come on now, dog.
Yeah,
but I get it though. But I get it. And I didn't realize he was a like 130 plus target guy with the Ravens.
He had 145 last year.
So I actually overlooked that. So yeah, bro. But again, given he's going to, you know, the Cardinals, and they just lost Christian Kirk. So if they can get Christian Kirk that bag, Hollywood can definitely do damage in that system, bro.
Yeah.
So that's what's up, bro. I actually don't have any Hollywood, so I'm just going to watch.
If you did, I would ask, can I trade for him?
All right, but I do like you guys' call, man. So, yeah, I see the theme here. Well, with the Brodies, I try to plant my flag. I don't want to go with, like, a Travis Etienne who I thought about, but I was like, if James Robinson can finish as a top seven back and you add in Etienne's pass-catching upside, you know, you could almost pencil that in. So I was like, that's a little bit too easy. Then I was like, okay, let's go to Baltimore, look at the Ravens. And Hollywood just left and vacated 140 targets. So
that's one of your guys. I wouldn't have been mad at that.
Yeah, yeah. But I was like, you know what? But Hollywood leaving 140 targets on the table, that's kind of obvious.
I'm cheating. I'm kind of looking at your phone. That's your guy. That's your guy. He's been your guy all last year.
He has, but I really want to plant my flag, though. So I'm going to go to Buffalo, man. Gabe Davis, man. This is a guy where it's like splitting hairs, man. Either you hate it or you love it, but I'm in, man. And I'm actually going to lock him in as a wide receiver too. Okay. Top 24 finish on the back end, touchdown dependent. But just looking at what he does when he's out there. So, of course, going back to last year, we had Cole Beasley and Emmanuel Sanders, all these older guys, these older vets, basically hanging in his way, right?
Facts.
But whenever they weren't there, Gabe goes up. He turns up, man. And,
ball.
You know, we can put the four touchdown game aside. Reason why I say that, he did his thing. Tyrann Mathieu, you know, was hurt. So, but even besides all that, though, this is still my Brody because he's shown that rapport with Josh Allen, and Josh looks for him in the red zone.
Best offense in the league.
Yeah, so why not be, you know, get you a piece of that? And Stephon Diggs commands a lot of attention. You got to respect Dawson Knox over the middle. Gabe is set up to win his one-on-one matches, and he does. So, I do like Gabe Davis going forward, man. I'm in on this. He's for real.
I ride out with that, man. Hey, look. Vic took Gabe Davis. I took Hollywood. Avo's always going Devontae Adams. It'll Come be on, until he retired. He's probably going Come Devontae on, man. Adams. Man, bro, prep rally, man. Prepping you guys for a fire ass season, man. So, I really appreciate, you know, everything. And I think we did our thing. Y'all think we did our thing?
Yeah, definitely. I want to thank everybody who helped us, you know, with this lift. It's a heavy lift, man, when it comes to the prep rally. So many players, so much preparation. So shout out to everybody that took time out to help us out, man. And this is literally my favorite episode, man. If I can only do one episode a year, this would be the one. So appreciate y'all for helping us out.
All right, let's get into the closing, man, to say something good to the people, man. This is where you come. Use your platform to show love to something. You know, we don't spread hate. We don't do that. That's fake. But just, you know, whether we bring up something positive or something that's been bothering us, you know, just anything, bro. That's what we come here for, to say something good to the people. Give you a chance to say something good to the people. So mine is simple, man. I'll just go first because I'm going to piggyback on everything you just said for the most part, man. These people are friends in these leagues, and the people that we meet in fantasy football that turn into, I don't care if it's social media friends and real life friends, whatever. Nobody has to take the time out their day to do any of this for you, man. And like I said before, I say it all the time, the love that we done got since we entered the fantasy football industry has been amazing. We met so many people that genuinely enjoy us as people, and we enjoy them as people. Listen to them, they listen to us. If we need anything, they look out. It's hard to find a community like that. So shout out to the fantasy football community, man. A lot of good people, brothers and sisters. It's all throughout the community, man. So I just want to thank y'all for rocking with us, the Dynasty Bros, because we ain't shit without y'all. So shout out to the community. So somebody else can go.
I got you. I just want to say, man, I had a great time this weekend. I was just hanging out with the fam. I don't normally do that. I even had my wife shocked. She was like, wait, Avo's out there? I'm like, yeah, I'm out there just chilling with my cousins. Normally, I just head to the crib. But tonight, for whatever reason, this weekend, I decided, nah, man, I'm kicking it. I'm either just hang out, had a few drinks. You know, I don't really drink like that, but I had a few. Really had a lot of fun with the cousins, man. I just want to encourage everybody. Just remember, man, you only got one family. So if you're the guy that normally leaves, go ahead and stay. You might have a good time, man.
Facts.
Fire. I got two, man. It's the prep route.
Selfish.
I got two, but it's good ones. I'll definitely make it worthwhile.
What first, if they not? What if one of us feel like it wasn't worth my while?
It's going to be worth the while. All right, here we go. But look, we get into this fantasy stuff and keep the drama to a minimum.
For your mama.
Keep it to a minimum. Reason why I say that, like.
Sorry.
Reason why I say that is because, you know, fantasy, it's an outlet for a lot of us. So, you know, let's just keep it fun, man. No need to get disrespectful or over the top. And the reason why I say that is because. Because
I've had on-site beef before.
But you know what's funny? In the same breath, I'm actually back in the league with those guys.
Yeah, we're friends again.
Nah, but seriously, though, it's cool, though.
I know, my bad.
That was like a couple years ago, and looking back, like, we laugh at that now. The shit was, you know, it was stupid. It's not necessary. So I say that to say, man, don't let your leagues get you to a point where you guys are fighting and, you know, not liking people over a fantasy game, right? It's not that serious. So keep it all in perspective, man. Keep it fun. And also, I do want to say, if you're going to gamble, gamble responsibly. That's really more so for myself.
That wasn't worth my while, Vic.
I got to stop the 7-game parlays, bro. Oh, damn you, LSU.
That was worth your while.
Yeah, bro. Nah, but seriously, though. But Nah, this year though, seriously, gamble responsibly. You know, I know a lot of betting and stuff going on, so it's easy to get carried away, for real.
Call 1-800 I'm addicted in Indianapolis. Call, they be doing that shit at the end of the draft.
I know. Yeah, after all the drafts, bro.
As hard as they push it.
If you're in Colorado, call 1-800.
Bro, as hard as they push it right now, I get it. I talk to guys about that at work all the time. Like, bro, do you have a problem?
Now, for us, it's easy to get caught up in, like, going over the top, man. So, yeah, just gamble responsibly if you're going to gamble.
Definitely, man. Right. Set yourself up a little budget, man. Keep yourself responsible as possible.
Yeah, Vic.
Yeah.
All right.
I'm good, though.
All right, let's get up out of here, man. Hey, thank you all the good people for listening. Thank you to everybody that sent in a video, a voice memo, anything, man. We love y'all. Appreciate it. Hey, we're showing you how to dominate your leagues, Dynasty Bro style. We got something fancy that we about to get into after the podcast. I'm excited about. Y'all will see it soon. Follow us at all the socials, man, and TikTok right now. Dynasty Bros FF Pod. Follow that.
Follow that.
Yeah, and we're going to let Ava walk us out.
And then catch us here next week and the week after that, because it's about to be football season. We're going to be here every week. We're going to be having a good time. Vic going to have his picks up. Doc going to tell you who to bet on. Wait, y'all both probably going to tell him who to bet on. It don't matter. Don't listen to me. I don't know much, but I know a little bit, so you might want to hit me up. I know a little bit. But hey, yo, catch us here next week.
Wait. And when we look back on the season, Bros did.
Bros did.
Let's go get the titles.
Hey, that was hard. We said Bros did.